Our New Testament reading is from the Gospel of St. John, the 3rd chapter, verse 22, to the 4th chapter, verse 6. After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the Judean countryside, and he remained there with them and was baptizing. John also was baptizing at Aenon near Salim, because water was plentiful there, and people were coming and being baptized, for John had not yet been put in prison. Now a discussion arose between some of John's disciples
and a Jew over purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you bore witness, look, he is baptizing, and all are going to him. John answered, A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now complete. He must increase, but I must decrease. He who comes from above is above all. He who is of the earth belongs to the earth and speaks in an earthly way. He who comes from heaven is above all. He bears witness to what he has seen and heard, yet no one receives his testimony. Whoever receives his testimony sets his seal to this, that God is true. For he whom God has sent utters the words of God, for he gives the Spirit without measure. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hand. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus was making and baptizing more disciples than John, although Jesus himself did not baptize, but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee. And he had to pass through Samaria, so he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the 6th hour. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Clinton McMullen of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Our devotion this morning comes to us from St. John's Gospel, the 3rd chapter, verses 22 to 36. St. John has just shared with us in chapter 3, Jesus' encounter with Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. You must be born again, Jesus had told him. Nicodemus did not yet seem to understand. Even after Jesus declared to him the great gospel promise that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Having left Jerusalem in our text, Jesus and his disciples have now returned to the countryside where he is teaching and preaching. And the people are responding to his words by coming to Jesus' disciples to have them baptized. But this seemed to cause a conflict with the disciples of John the Baptist, the very one who had baptized Jesus himself. They are all going to him, meaning Jesus, they cried. What would John do and say? His answers had to surprise his disciples. A person cannot receive even one thing unless it is given him from heaven, John replied. You see, John the Baptist clearly understood that he was not the important one. His mission, his ministry, was nearly completed. His task was to prepare the way for the coming one, and he did. He must increase, meaning Jesus, but I must decrease, John declared. In 1980, Mike Davis sang a wonderful tune called It's Hard to Be Humble. This song captured the mood of the day, yet it's just as appropriate for the 21st century. In our world, in our work, in our play, in fact, almost everywhere, we are obsessed with being the best, being number one by placing ourselves ahead of everyone else. After all, am I not the most important thing in my life? Because of sin and Satan, we can deceive ourselves into thinking that the world is right, that all the ads and all the books and everything else that we interact with will make us the perfect person. Yet John the Baptist brings us back to earth this morning. He was not the one, but it was Jesus, God's own Son, who is the one. John's gospel imparts to us the weight of the law. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life. Simply put, can we reject God's offer of forgiveness and eternal life? Yes, but we would pay for that rejection with our eternal souls. Rather, we heed John's words from verse 36. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. God's words, God's promise. In a world filled with false family values and the lies of Satan, be filled and said with the peace from God. Jesus Christ, God's own Son, is the way that leads to eternal life. This Friday, many will celebrate Valentine's Day. It is supposed to be a day of giving and of showing our love for those around us, especially those closest to us, like our wives and girlfriends. But what of those whose Valentine has died? What about the widow or the widower? What about the millions of single parents who work night and day to feed their children? Who will be their Valentine? John the Baptist showed us the way to service, love, and humility. He placed his Lord first and sought only to serve him. This week, choose someone who is hurting and lonely and make them your extra Valentine. A simple phone call or a card or another act of kindness can make their lives a bit brighter. Have a blessed week.
We thank Pastor Clinton McMullen from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, for today's meditation on God's Word.